Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
It's at 6 a.m. Wake Up Mix, Throwback Thursday, 6:24.
I'm just filling Jess in all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
We're back.
All the behind-the-scenes stuff while you were away.
So, oh, wow.
Every once in a while, we got to have a loft for us.
Oh, I know.
Just for us. Woo. Every morning at this time, the last couple days while you've been gone, I've been pausing for a sip of my coffee.
How was everything while I was away?
It was great, powered by the coffee.
I was able to listen a little bit. I loved everything that was going on in here.
Well, thank
the interviews,
you.
All the guests. I mean, yeah. I was hyped. I was missing you guys, but I took a few days.
Yeah, how? Well, first off,
how
was your Easter?
Easter was great.
Yeah, Easter Bunny come. Baskets, yeah. Candy, Reese's, all the good stuff, all the goods.
Well, the day before Easter, we went down to Lewis Canal Front Park. One of our listeners had sent in all the information on where we could see the Easter Bunny.
And you did go.
And
wow.
The Easter Bunny comes in on a boat.
Really?
Yep, right down the canal. So we got a chance to do that. They had activities set up. They had music. They had DJs. They had an Easter egg hunt. All the things Easter.
Yes.
So we did that. Then on Sunday, we went to Easter Mass, and then we had our Easter at my sister's house. She has a clubhouse in her neighborhood.
Yeah.
So we had Easter there. Lots of food, family, music, Easter egg hunt. You know, we took pictures, everything.
Nice.
The works. And yes, that was it. Took a few more days.
Yeah.
You know, was able to just get a few things done around the house.
I know you said you had family in town and all that.
Family is in town, so that was it. Okay. The weather was nice.
Great weather. Yeah, same. We had a great Easter, weekend and all that.
Yes, Easter bunny, baskets, egg hunts. Do you still do all the things?
This year, no, look.
I know the kids are older.
Yeah, no.
But we put money in our eggs,
okay,
and that gets the older kids involved.
Well, the Easter egg hunts, we haven't done in a couple of years.
You put money.
So, yeah. If we want to continue the tradition,
if you
put money.
Continue the tradition, and it doesn't matter if they're like Paw Patrol eggs, as long as they have money.
Yes.
The kids will hunt. Don't you worry.
Now, I will say
3 to 28. They're all out there.
28-year-old knocking the 3-year-olds down to get the money.
All upset, looking for the golden egg.
Yes.
Knocking them over.
Yes. the good old golden egg. Yeah, no, we haven't done Easter egg hunts in a couple years. I will say that I think this year was the most chill and relaxed that we've been. I mean, you know, we did like a brunch. We went at the brunch with my mom and, you know, Kayla and Brandon and Bryce. And, you know, Maya was working. So after, you know, we did brunch, we went and saw her, you know, and it was good. It was just a good, relaxing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ocean 13. That's where we ended up going. Nice. DJ Jeremy. Food was great. Food was great. So that's definitely a place that we'll be going to again right there in good old Asian City.
Nice.
So down at the beach. But the whole weekend was great. Shout out to everybody who came out. You know, I said it the other day, but everybody came at the Dragon's Lair. That was
on Friday. Yes.
Yeah. And then, you know, Saturday was, you know, another good day. And Sunday, just a, you know, nice chill weekend. So
good.
It was good. Came home after, you know, the brunch and all that, after we went and saw Maya and, you know, chilled. And her birthday was on. Her birthday was yesterday. Today is Kayla's birthday.
I know
Kayla's not up listening right now. Or she might be. I don't know. Kayla sometimes gets up early. But shout out to Kayla. I love you. Happy birthday. Yesterday was Maya. Today's Kayla. So,
We celebrated Jimmy's birthday too.
Yeah.
Because it's Jimmy, then Amaya, then Kayla.
Crazy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's turned 28. We had a big birthday dinner on Saturday night. All the family was there. Just crazy. Time flies.
Well, Maya came over because, you know, Bryce has a bunch of games this week for Decatur baseball. So big game last night with Cape. Fell a little bit short, but it doesn't really count for the Bayside.
Okay.
So, but they're a good team. You know, we're a good team. It was a real, real good game. Tonight they play Parkside. So that's another real good one. So if you want to see a good one, guys, the JV Stephen Decatur baseball team playing Parkside at home tonight, 4 o'clock. Make sure you get on out there. So it's going to be definitely a good game. But yeah, celebrated. Maya came over. You know, we got pizzas and cake and, you know, did the whole thing.
Gosh.
So it's good.
Now, will you do the same? Like, how do you do? You do separate? Sometimes you do them together.
Sometimes we do them together, but because of the schedule. And I know, you know, Amaya, I think she hung out with some friends last night. And but I think Friday we're going to do something with Kayla. Mm-hmm. But just us, you know, just because you get all the everybody all the else's schedules and all that. So, but yeah, it's crazy. Maya, 22. Wild.
I know. Don't remind me. I know.
So, but it was a good couple days. Good couple days. Definitely glad to have you back, Jess. A lot of people came in for interviews and, you know, definitely busy here.
I missed all the fun.
It was all the fun. All the fun. Uncle B and Rob West.
I know. I heard him.
They were asking for you.
He was over here sitting in my seat.
He said that your seat needs more cushion. He wants to bring you more cushion. So that was the thing. Now, Uncle B and Rob West, you know, I love those guys. It was great. And you guys are going to be out there this Saturday. Yep. So keep listening out for all those details. But on Friday, we're going to be hanging out at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore in Princess Anne for SpringFest 2025. And you got all the 411.
Yeah. So this exciting event is going to feature a dynamic student panel, admission presentation, and embark on a 10-minute journey, UMAS social media team cinematic showcase on campus life. The goal is to showcase and educate students about the unique opportunities available at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. You can experience a day in the life of a student on the shore with campus tours and the chance to interact with current UMES students in the local community. Get ready for a carnival for all ages, games, delicious food, and also live entertainment. Myself, Tops Cut Off, will be out there live tomorrow, noon until 2, and we're going to have a great time.
Yes, make sure to come on through. This morning, before we get into some trending stories, I got to tell you about this. I've been hooking you up with Georgetown Speedway tickets for this Friday night. Mm-hmm. This morning, though, we have the grand prize. So one lucky winner is going to get hooked up with 2 tickets for this Friday night. Also, 2 $25 Royal Farm gift cards with that.
Nice.
And 2 Georgetown Speedway $20 gift cards.
Yes.
Okay, so going to have a big prize, and it all stems around Friday night at the Georgetown Speedway.
Okay.
So keep it locked for that. In the meantime, at 6:31, let's do this. It's Throwback Thursday.
Say what?
That's crazy. Crazy.
Here's what's trending.
We set the trend.
On Power 101.7.
April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month.
Okay.
A whopping 72% of people who eat while driving have apparently admit to having some risky meals in the driver's seat.
Risky meals?
Yeah, like barbecue ribs.
Oh, I would never do that.
Maybe a hot bowl of soup?
No. No.
You know, there's a new thing. I don't know. I don't know where I saw it at, but there's a new thing that, like, you put around your neck and you put the bowl, like, on it.
What?
So you can eat your soup while driving.
Say what?
What? Probably not the safest thing.
Big bad behavior. If you need a special cloth soup holder. A
soup holder.
So you can eat while driving.
I don't know.
Big behavior.
Look, I don't understand, like, the whole soup thing, why people are, like, so pressed about using a spoon. Just drink it. Drink the soup. That's what I do. I drink soup. You don't need a spoon. Drink it.
But how do you get...
No, that's big bag behavior. When you don't get a drink, you get soup.
I know. How do you get the noodles or veggies or whatever the same time as the broth?
It just goes down.
Like, it doesn't...
Open your mouth.
It doesn't flow right.
Open your mouth and drink it down. And shove it in.
I just feel like it doesn't flow
shove right it in.
Sometimes.
Someone on Threads has figured out that you can type any non-sequential phrase into Google and add the word meaning on the end of it, and AI Overview will define it for you.
AI Overview? interview.
Okay, so you go into Google, you type in like, you know, celebrity meaning, and they'll tell you what a celebrity is.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I don't know.
I haven't done any of that yet, but
I just have my ChatGPT.
Well, on ChatGPT, this is another thing I wanted to tell you. ChatGPT, they save all of your, you know, conversations, yes, questions, etc. Anyway, now you can go on there and ask it, hey, ChatGPT, I have been, since you save everything now, please tell me 4 or 5 things that I need to work on or change in my life. And depending on everything that you've ever put in there, it's going to analyze you and it'll tell you everything that you need to work on, whether it's exercise, eat differently, work habits.
So now it's critiquing us.
Yeah, family, anything with family, how you are as a person, what you need to do to take time for yourself. I mean, it goes through every aspect of your life. I'm like, wait, what?
So now, now we just add like another person to critique us.
Pretty much. Or you can put a picture in there. And you can say, ChatGPT, please roast me.
Oh.
OMG.
Really?
Oh,
Bill. We might have to do that.
Oh, we got
to
do it.
Yeah, we got to do that. But I will say the past couple days, some of the things I've been asking ChatGPT, they've been getting wrong. And it's been getting on my nerves.
Oh, yeah. Well, I told you that. And you didn't want
to
believe
me. Well, I thought ChatGPT was supposed to be like it. Like, there's a controversial story going around. I don't think it's that controversial, but some people do. The Carmelo Anthony situation. What? Not the basketball player, the kid.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I did see that.
Well, I wanted like an overview of certain situations revolving around that. Mm-hmm. And I typed it in and it kept giving me the basketball player, Carmelo Anthony. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, the kid. And I specifically asked. And then it gave me another NBA stat or something. I was like, no. And they're like, oh, I understand you're looking for information on this. And I'm like, yes, finally. I had to ask you 3 times.
Yeah.
So
no, it's not always 100%. You do have to double check.
But lately it's been like that. It's weird. So lately TikTok's been suspending easier. And ChatGPT has been getting something's it wrong. Funny. I'm like, what is America taking over now?
Something's funny.
Let's get it back to China so we can get it right. I'm kidding. Let's get some other countries in running it. Like, come on. Like, all right. Now it's about the money and getting it wrong. Like, come on. We need to get let's get the more accuracy and then we'll worry about the rest. Goodness.
Bill said, please, I don't care who what country it's coming from now. Please just get it right.
Yeah. Get these Americans on it and they like screw it up. I'm kidding. Oh, look, you gotta laugh. You have to laugh.
Oh, you're gonna get so many people upset.
Good. A poll found the average parent takes 1,000 photos of their kid in the first year.
I know that's right.
About 3 a day. Meanwhile, a separate kid-related poll asked how many chuggas go before choo-choo.
Yeah.
2, 4, 6, 8, or 12. So people are like going back and forth on that. Okay?
Chugga, 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 choo-choo. 8.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never even said that.
Chugga, 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 choo-choo. 8.
Yeah. A 33-year-old USPS driver was arrested for DUI in Florida earlier this month while on duty. Yeah, she said she was invited to a house party while on her route and admitted to having 2 shots of vodka. And you get drunk off that?
She had a ball.
Just 2 shots of vodka?
I would. I probably wouldn't be able to walk.
I already know. Here's a couple good news stories. The DoorDash driver's car broke down in New Jersey, so a cop delivered their order for them. We've heard those stories before.
Yes.
Yeah. Footage from the Boston Marathon is going viral after a runner stopped right before the finish line to help another runner who fell.
Oh, gosh. So they stopped and helped.
Yeah. There are some good people in this world.
You know that those marathons, they're timed and everything.
Yeah, and you're trying to win, you know, because so I'm just saying there are good people in this world because if it was me,
We already know.
No, I would have helped.
Right.
I would have
helped. Right.
No.
Jumping over them like a
speedball. Hey, are you mowing your grass wrong? Well, according to a lawn care expert, one of the biggest mistakes people make is never sharpening the blades on their mower. Mm. So when they're too dull, they rip the grass instead of cutting it.
Oh, geez.
I don't know if you knew about that.
No, which, I mean, I used to live in a house with a humongous yard.
Yeah.
And I got over that quick.
I already know.
So now I purposely will live in a place where they do it for you.
Yeah.
No, I am not doing that.
Yeah, Jess looks for a house. Do you have an HOA? Do you have, like, lawn care?
Exactly.
Lawn care, trash, all that?
Yeah.
That's included?
I needed a lot of things included in it.
It's not. I don't care if it's my dream house or not.
No.
Nope. Next
low
one.
Low maintenance. I'm over that.
So the past couple of days during, like, all the nice weather.
Over that.
You weren't gardening?
No. 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 No.